Information, inspiration, and conversations. Welcome to the HealthLinks podcast, where we sit down with healthcare professionals and survivors to bring you stories of hope and education. I'm your host, Tori Seward, and I can't wait for you to meet our next guest.
Really excited to talk with Lisa McLeod, Director of Sales and Marketing, and Lindsay French, Executive Director at Kempton of Charleston. First of all, thank you guys so much for being on.
Thanks for having us. We are very excited.
Good, good. To me, the coolest thing is looking at the pictures of Kempton of Charleston and just seeing what a beautiful facility and area this is. And it's right smack dab in the center of downtown.
It is central. We are about 1 mile from the city marina and 1 mile from the Ravenel Bridge, and you get great views of both. Ease of access for family and friends coming into downtown or who live downtown, and residents can easily enjoy day trips to Shem Creek, White Point Gardens, shopping on King Street, and more.
Yes, we're also thinking that we're going to have a lot of family members visiting from out of state, so they will be able to enjoy the downtown Charleston life while visiting their parents.
And most importantly, on-site parking, which is such a huge perk to being downtown because parking is scarce.
It is. We'll have plenty for all of our visitors, residents, and guests.
Love that. And when we talk about assisted living, I'm sure some people kind of already have their minds made up about what exactly that means. But the truth is, assisted living is giving these seniors a little bit more freedom, a little bit more full of a life. Can you go into some of those details that makes Kempton of Charleston so special?
Sure. So we wholeheartedly agree with this. We'll have, you know, our own dedicated therapy staff working with our residents who have a rehab gym on site. So if they have any health challenges, we can get in and give them care with PT, OT, and speech therapy. Apartment community with beautiful full-service restaurant, private dining. We have rooftop terraces. And our residents will have the medical support that they need from us to continue enjoying the same lifestyle that they were living at home.
You know, one thing that I found when people are moving into assisted living, initially the parent or the spouse is worried about giving up their independence, but I actually see them blossom because, you know, let's face it, many of their friends have passed away or aren't able to drive to visit them. So when they move into a community, their socialization has increased so much. Obviously, we're going to have an amazing life enrichment program for our residents. Seeing them communicate and develop lifelong friendships is really what assisted living is about.
Yeah. And I know that you guys kind of take extra steps to ensure that these seniors are getting that social engagement. I know I was reading on the website about the wearable bracelets that kind of monitor that so that you can make sure everyone's happy and healthy.
That's going to be our next gen system. So that's a great platform for our families, residents, and our staff. Me as an operator, the executive director, I can look up and see where all of my residents and staff are throughout the whole building, which helps because it is 5 stories and I can go directly to where that resident is or that staff member is. We're able to measure the meaningful engagement in activities, the dining experience for our residents, and measure how much time they're spending in those areas and with other residents socializing, and give that to our family members so that they can have those, I guess, just the information. And if we need to step in and encourage and get them out and more social, then we can do that at that time.
So now what are kind of those steps if you do notice that maybe one of the residents maybe is feeling a little down, maybe isn't getting that social engagement that they should be getting? What are some of the ways that you can integrate that in slowly and make them feel comfortable with it, but also get those changes started?
You know, I think that's a major risk for any resident living in a senior living community is that loneliness. And so I think it just is small steps at a time. So it can be meaningful interactions with our staff and then bridge that gap, trying to get them communicating or developing a relationship with another resident that they have a lot in common with. You know, just getting them engaged in activities through our life enrichment program that they enjoy. It can be as simple as doing a Zoom call. It could be a phone call to friends, writing letters. So it doesn't have to be a big, massive step all at once. I think little things go a long way.
And one thing that I'm doing on the front end is finding out as much as I can about each resident that moves in. So their likes, their dislikes, what they're passionate about, if they had a career. And then before they move in, our staff is getting that information. So I found that the first 48 hours are the most important with our new residents and building that trusting relationship with them. And when you can go into their apartment and talk about things like if they love their dog or, you know, they were a musician, knowing that stuff in advance really makes that initial move-in so much easier for them. And then we'll have a move-in ambassador for our residents. So they will help with acclimating them to the community, reminding them of mealtimes to go down to our restaurant and having that buddy. And doing that too, I will be pairing them up with people with the same likes and dislikes.
So a ton of research goes into this, and especially because this is someone you love, you know, and when you think about putting them into an assisted living facility, there's probably a lot of fear and a lot of maybe even confusion, but it's good to know that you guys put in a lot of research. It's very directed per resident, and they're going to get that individualized integration program, basically.
And one thing that I focus on with family members, because there is that guilt factor sometimes for families thinking, you know, oh, I'm taking away my mom's independence. And I really focus on the quality of their visits now, because when they're visiting their parent at home or their parent is living with them, it's a lot of the day-to-day drudgery of the laundry, making sure that they're getting their meds. But we take that responsibility away and do that for them. So when they're visiting their mom or dad, it's a social fun time. And there isn't the conflict that sometimes can occur when the parent is living at home with them or, you know, in their own home independently. And then we also, you know, take some of the responsibility of doctor's appointments. I know we're going to talk about transportation, but we will have transportation to get them out and about. And then when they come and they see family and the resident,
which is nice. I mean, it's good to know that when you go to visit your loved one, you're not, like you said, you're not focused on getting those tedious tasks done. You're just focused on spending time together, which I think a lot of people maybe kind of lump assisted living and nursing homes together. And that's what's so important, especially at places like Kempton of Charleston, is to really disassociate the two because they're very, very different.
It's so true. I think, you know, in nursing homes, that's 24/7 care, you know, with a nurse and a CNA, and they have the capability of handling residents with more complex medications who need hands-on care or total care, which means the staff is anticipating all of their needs of the resident. And in assisted living, we're not managing those complex medical issues. So pressure, patients that change frequently. Our staff is going to be doing regular assessments or check-ins to help determine what care level is best for them or their loved one. And we'll be checking on that on a monthly basis to make sure if they need a little bit more services or even less services, they'll get that in our community.
Because of our location, we're getting a lot of phone calls for more independent living as well. And one thing that I've been sharing with them is that included in our monthly rent, that includes our, you know, three meals a day. We have an amazing executive chef. Food is definitely important. It's one of the things that the residents still have complete control over. Many eat with their eyes at that age. And it's important that the presentation of the food is good. And being in Charleston, where restaurants and our food is known, we want to make sure that we're providing the same type of meals. So one thing that I'm focusing on is you get to move into a community where you're going to have 24/7 care in case you need it. You'll have your meals and then our great life enrichment program. And then you're already locked in. And a lot of times with assisted living, it's important to remember it's so much easier to move in as a resident when you're healthy. Because like I said before, it's about building that trusting relationship with your staff and our team members. others. So if you're moving in and you're healthy and you form that friendship, as your needs increase, you feel much more comfortable with getting that assistance because you formed a friendship. And, you know, honestly, we're a small enough community that our residents are like our grandparents. I mean, let's face it, we're going to spend more time in our community than at our own homes. And I think that is one of the things that will really set us apart from some other communities. Lindsay has done an amazing job as an administrator at handpicking our team members so that it isn't just about making sure that we're giving the meds correctly and we're making sure that, you know, we're assisting with their daily needs. It's more about building that family environment where our residents know that they're going to be greeted with a smiling face and enjoy the small talk. It's so much more than just the task at hand.
Right. And I want to go back to the food, because especially being in Charleston, such a foodie city, that's really important. So what are some of those steps that you guys are taking to I mean, you kind of talked about how amazing the chefs there are on site. Tell me a little bit more about that.
Yeah, I think with our setup and proximity downtown, we really want to have a full service restaurant within our community. So we have a beautiful Hampton Grill. It's going to seat 55 guests and they'll come order from a menu for each meal, but they'll have luxurious community features. So the dining room, terraces, we have living rooms, lobby spaces. It'll feel more like they are coming into a hotel and not a healthcare facility. One of the main complaints as a healthcare administrator that I've received is about food. It's something that if you are a foodie, you're always thinking about your next meal or, you know, what's for lunch, what's for dinner. And so we're going to have an app available for our residents and families so they can see the menu. We'll have it displayed digitally throughout the community. And our chef is going to work one-on-one with those residents to make sure that their dietary preferences, any allergies, restrictions, all of that is honored on the menu. So he will be in close communication with our residents as well.
He is doing signature desserts and we'll rotate through those. And then the restaurant is gorgeous. Floor to ceiling windows, the lighting, it's so bright and airy. We have a private dining room as well. So when our residents want to, you know, celebrate a birthday or a holiday or an anniversary, family members can sign up to use that room. You know, the meal time is such a social time for our residents. And with the food looking and tasting great, they're really going to enjoy coming down to the restaurant for those meals.
I absolutely love that. And then something you guys talked about a little earlier is the 24/7 staff that is on site, ready to help. But it's still, what's really great about the assisted living at Kempton of Charleston is the residents have a ton of freedom. They have a ton of just enjoyment. I mean, honestly, it sounds like a beautiful facility. And I was looking at pictures earlier and the terraces and other things like that. It's just such a wonderful place. I like the fact that there is someone there 24/7 on site, because that's not typical, right? With assisted living?
It is typical. Yes. Assisted livings do need to have a medical technician to administer the meds and a caregiver. One of the things that, you know, Lindsay pointed out is having multiple floors. We will have people on each floor so they're not, you know, going up and down. One thing too that I wanted to mention is we are gated. So the parking lot getting in, it is a very secure building. We will have, a sensor when they're driving in? Mm-hmm.
Yep. Everything is through access control. So we'll have the ability to see whoever's trying to access the facility through video and sound and screen them before they enter, just to keep everything secure. Just kind of looping back to that 24/7 care. So one thing that we are doing that is a little bit unique is that we will have a area manager that is a nurse for each of our assisted living floors. So that is something that I would say is uncommon. They'll have a RN accessible to them and likely one that is in the building to help step in, assess, And with our proximity to MUSC being, you know, two blocks down, you know, you can get care very quickly through our proximity and our partners at MUSC.
That's a huge benefit because the state actually doesn't require that you have a nurse 24/7 in assisted living. So that's a huge benefit to give us.
So at Kempton of Charleston, you get a beautiful facility that has wonderful food, a wonderful program to get each resident individualized care and to help them feel like they're part of the community, but it's also safe. I think we've all read those stories of especially patients with cognitive impairments that maybe find their way out of the facilities, and then you have to worry about your loved one. But at Kempton of Charleston, they will be safe. They're in a gated community that's monitored, and there's someone on each floor to take care of them medically and just to keep them safe in general, which I think would put so many families at ease knowing that. And then you guys take the extra step, like you mentioned earlier, getting those patients to their different doctor's appointments and things like that, that's huge because that's a big burden on the families that you guys are lifting off their shoulders.
Yeah, we will have Kempton vehicles and a driver to get the residents to their doctor's appointments. And we've also partnered with medical and non-medical transportation providers. They're all vetted, been held to any social event or procedure or doctor's appointment that they need to get to with memory care. Sometimes you need assistance of a staff member to go with you to those appointments and checkups. So that will help right there with our staff going with them, transporting them, and then you can just meet them at the office, get the information and the visit done, and carry on about your day.
And I know for some families who are listening and they've been thinking about putting their loved one in an assisted living facility, but maybe mom is struggling with dementia, or maybe dad just has some, you know, cognitive impairments going on as well. The team at Kempton of Charleston is fully trained and ready to help. And you've got the Gyms by Liberty. Is it a program? Is that what it's considered? Can you go into those details a little more?
Sure. Yeah. So this is a program that focuses on the skills and abilities that a person still has, not what they have lost. So this is based on TIPA's model, encouraging our care partners and just making that person the priority and identifying their strengths so that we can encourage the resident to do all of the care tasks that they're able to do those things that they enjoy doing, to keep their independence going. So we actually have a regional educator in Liberty's team who comes to train all of our nurse supervisors. So the area manager that I mentioned will get a multiple day training just specifically on GEMS and dementia. And our staff will also get that same training so that those who are working on our harbor unit, the dementia care unit, will get to know the resident's routine, develop their relationship with that resident, understand what their likes and dislikes are, and then be able to offer, you know, just interventions and redirection in the way that works best for that resident.
You know, one thing that we focus on with the dementia residents is that it's really important to go into their world and not expect them to come into ours. So a big part of that GEMS program is on focusing on their gifts and what they are still able to do. And I was also an administrator at one point. And so one thing that I was focused on with the team members is allowing our dementia people to still have some level of independence and making choices, like giving them options, not overwhelming options, but options for, say, what they're wearing that day or for what they want to eat. Our dementia residents, you would be amazed at their moments of clarity. So we really are focusing during our orientation progress is remembering that they do have moments of clarity, and you'll see it in their eyes. You will see that spark when they're really all there. It's so important to focus on that with them and treat them with respect at all times. I just love our memory care residents. They're so fun, and there's so many activities that you can do with them to keep them engaged.
Well, and I can't imagine that feeling you must get when you see them getting it. You know, you see their memory coming back, and that must be the most inspiring feeling, and probably a big reason of why you both do what you do, because you enjoy helping. And it seems like the whole team at Kempton of Charleston really remembers that and puts the residents first, which, you know, I keep saying that, but I really think that's a big reason as to why, you know, to ease the minds of so many families to know that it's a new life, and that can be scary, but it's a new life with so many benefits and rewards.
It is. And, you know, every assisted living has their basic things that they offer. I think that with Lindsay leading the ship, she is setting the expectations high from the beginning. And I think that when people come in tour and they're interacting with their family members, they are going to feel that difference instantly, because it takes a special person. It is not easy being a caregiver. We are going to do a lot of things to keep our staff motivated, and the importance of thanking them, because it's not easy. There's days that are challenging, but I feel like we have found those team members that are really going to shine and make our residents shine as well.
With the research that goes into each individual resident, I feel like when they get there, they're going to be much more at ease than maybe they would kind of preemptively. The facility sounds beautiful. There's a ton of research that goes into each resident to give them that individualized program and life. And so with all of these benefits, and especially when you partner up the fact that you're downtown in such a beautiful location in a gated community, maybe families are thinking, all of this sounds wonderful, but it also sounds really expensive. So let's talk about some of the costs that come along with this, and maybe programs that can offset that.
Some of our residents have long-term care insurance, and depending upon what their plan is, that will determine how much money they receive for that. Most long-term care insurance companies require that they have to have assistance with 3 activities of daily living. So our nursing staff will make sure that the care plan reflects that, because they will require that. Some require the care plan every 3 months. Some require it every 6 months. And then there is a VA aid in attendance program. So if they or their spouse served in the military during active duty, again, it will depend on their years of service, will receive a certain amount of money. It is retroactive from the time that they move into assisted living. So I have found a contact at the VA to help. The paperwork is challenging if you don't know what you're doing. Having that resource to give our family members to set them up for success, because it can take up to 9 months before everything is approved. So those are really our 2 big ways to assist with finances.
So you don't have to worry about the facility. You don't have to worry about your loved one's safety. You don't have to worry about them not eating, because it sounds like the food is amazing. And you don't have to worry about being buried in costs. So everything so far at Kempton of Charleston sounds great. I mean, it really sounds like a wonderful facility. And I love just how much work you guys are putting in to making sure the residents feel at home. What's some of the advice that you would give to families thinking about assisted living?
I would definitely suggest touring each community. We all have websites and pictures, but getting in there and seeing firsthand for yourself is important. And even if you are able to drop in and tour the facility, it's great to see what a facility is like organically when they may not be expecting someone. We do recommend that. And then also you can ask questions about if other residents are moving out of the community, maybe inquiring about turnover of the staff, or asking if you can meet the caregivers that will be caring for your loved one on a daily basis. I think all of that will give you a good feel of the community. And then also, if your loved one is a foodie, maybe you can sample the food from the kitchen. Most communities also have a resident council and appoint a resident council president. Sometimes talking to the residents of the community can be meaningful, and you can ask specific questions of them and find out, you know, if they are really enjoying themselves, if they have specific things or details that they can share about the community is definitely something we would recommend as well.
there's so many communities in Charleston that have popped up. I definitely think it's so important for the family member to find that good fit. Our location downtown isn't going to be for everybody. There are so many people that are looking for that, and we really are the only community like that downtown. You know, it's finding what each family member wants and asking their parents. Bring your parent on the tour, get their feedback. I think family members, they bond too with the team members that they meet. So it's just so important. I would visit more than once and have your list of questions ready to go.
Okay. Is there anything else you guys would like to add, maybe about assisted living in general or specific to Kempton of Charleston?
I would just like to invite anyone to come and tour our community. We are very close to opening, but at this point we are doing tours every day. And so we would love to just show you our community, whether it's for now, for you, your loved one, or for down the road. We just would love to show you what we have to offer.
All right. Lisa McLeod and Lindsay French, thank you both so much for being on from Kempton of Charleston. Want to give us that website and phone number so anyone interested can maybe give you guys a call or check out the website?
Yes, it is KemptonofCharleston.com, and our phone number is 843-754-6940.
Perfect. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you.